What's going on with the Argos?
I don't know.
Well, that makes two people, you and the Argos, who don't know what's going on.
Well, we read your tweet from earlier.
Oh, I thought you were asking about their offense.
Yeah? Are they going with the wishbone this year, Damian, or what?
You know what the unfortunate thing is, too, is like, you know, I go back. I'm a long, 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 long time CFL fan, and I could name you players off the, you know, the 72 team, the 73 team. I would struggle to name you very many off the current team, which is really, I think, unfortunate. But anyways. I couldn't tell you very many members of the offense.
The tweet that you send out about sounds like MLSE set to do a lease deal for the Argos at BMO. Sadly, not for this season. Any more that you have on that? Because that piqued our interest here.
No.
Okay.
That's all I have, but it's good info. Because, look, if you're in the hockey world, you tend to hear stuff about the Argos and MLSE all the time. And I heard this on the weekend, and apparently it's going to happen. It's a question of, David Braley signing on the bottom line or the dotted line or whatsoever, and then we can get on with the business of having all the TFC fans enraged.
Because that will happen.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't really care, do they?
Who?
MLSE.
They probably do care, but now why they want to do this, I've not totally understood. I mean, I guess they get some... I don't know. See, I don't even, like, the stadium is owned by the city, but who would make money off the lease?
Good question.
Thank you.
Good question.
So, but it does seem like, how many times a year does that stadium get used?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, and the other one...
It's a city-owned stadium, so presumably as taxpayers, we'd like to see it used, correct?
It would help justify it.
Yeah. So that's eight home dates and a couple or an exhibition game and who knows what else and maybe a Grey Cup, right?
You got a home schedule between March and October, September for MLS.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's all you're really talking.
11 is currently constituted, but two of them are preseason.
Yeah. So, I think a Grey Cup at BMO would be fun.
Yeah, I think you bang on. You shocked me with that. I never thought of who makes the money off of the concessions at the city-owned stadium. Like, I never even thought of it. Right? Like, I never thought of it.
I'm sure you investigative types will get to the bottom
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm sure there's a lot of see this stuff in passing.
I'm sure there's a lot of dark alleys I don't want to go down with how some of that deal went down, but...
I mean, they've got to find a new place after 2017. I'm a big CFL fan, and I'd like to see them survive. But if they can't survive at BMO, I think we're at the end of this one.
Yeah, that was my when you tweeted that out, and Sid and I had the conversation. My dilemma is, I know it was a national soccer stadium to start, and I understand that it has worked for TFC. And their supporters, at least with the atmosphere and the fans, not necessarily on the pitch. But I love the CFL, and this might not only could it save the Argos, it could help save the league.
Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, I don't see the league as endangered at the moment, but I do see the league as, and this is for Jeffrey Orridge to figure out.
Yeah,
I mean, where are they going to grow? I mean, they've maxed out their TV dollars. They appear not to be able to add any more teams because they've been trying for a long time. So where can they grow? Because every business wants to grow.
Southern Ontario.
So I guess it's Southern Ontario, and specifically, I mean, they're not going to grow much more in Hamilton, so it's got to be Toronto.
Yeah.
Damian Cox or Timmonson.
That's the way I look at it. You want to talk hockey?
Anything else to me with the Argos?
No.
It is an interesting story.
It's a story to follow.
There's a few details, it is fascinating, though.
I think people think that we at Rogers take great joy in watching a TSN property like the Canadian Football League hit the skids in this town. And quite frankly, I don't know anybody at Rogers who takes pleasure in that. And I think the CFL on Rogers one day would be on Sportsnet would be a great thing. But... you know, you got to also look at reality. And in here in Toronto, there's some stark reality staring these guys in the face. I mean, the newspaper I used to work for and still, write for once a week, the Toronto Star, they wrote a big story about Ricky Ray on the weekend, and it was buried on the back page, and it was a very small story, and nobody took notice of it. you know, all of us remember when the Argos were at least newsworthy, and we'd like that to happen again, whether it's possible or not, who knows.
Right, and we could argue about whether or not we're not discounting the West. The West is propped up, CFL, and they do a fantastic job supporting it out there. But I think you need more of a balance for the overall health of the league.
We're talking specifically about Toronto.
Right, right.
And you know, to a lesser extent, Hamilton, but we'll see if that thing really has some, you know, if it can sustain itself a little bit. And Vancouver's always dicey, but certainly we're talking specifically Toronto.